Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harm. I'm at BDNY, first day of the show, and I'm with Bruce Ford with Lodging Econometrics. Bruce, how you doing?
It's super to be with you today, Kemp. I'm doing great.
I always enjoy getting your statistics. I thought I'd tell our listeners a little bit about what's going on in the hospitality market. Obviously, we've seen a lot of consolidation. Now there's just like basically five or six major brands out there, and there's three markets. There's the renovation market, there's the new construction market, and then you were just explaining, too, the conversion market. Give my listeners a little lay of the land of what's going on in hospitality.
So conversions, the interesting part about conversions is this is a hotel that's open that's going to change its brand, make itself new. And oftentimes that comes with a big renovation as well. So this is a recapitalization of the project. So this is often triggered by a hotel transaction. So a new buyer buys the hotel, they renovate, they reposition it, and then they run it going forward. What I was saying to some students a little earlier, and is what unique about the hotel industry, different from residential. So you sell your house, you make it pretty, you get it ready for sale, you paint the walls, you want people to think, this is beautiful, I want to live there. In the hotel business, they do exactly the opposite. Okay, they sell it to you dead on a doornail, ready for the next renovation, because they've taken all of the capital and all of the revenue and all of the opportunity out of the hotel, and they said, you renovate it and reposition it and capture the upside. So in the business right now, with the Fed dropping the rates, this is going to be a big part of the story in 25 and 26. Renovate, convert, reposition existing hotels.
Now, some of these big brands, like Hilton, for example, are becoming a little bit more stringent on their, they're called PIPs, right?
They're PIP, Property Improvement Plan, yes. So a Property Improvement Plan is what a brand tells you, this is what you need to do to become my brand. Okay, so that can be as simple as paint and change the signs. It can be as complicated as you need my energy management system, you need my beds, you need my bathroom fixtures, you need my door locks, you need all kinds of different things. So it's like a renovation plan. And in many cases, these renovations take anywhere between 3 to 12 months to occur before they're allowed to hang the sign on the door and, again, accept renovations from Hilton or Marriott.com.
Who's winning in the conversion game right now?
It's an interesting thing because before the pandemic, Marriott, Hilton, IHG, they all had brand loyalty programs. But your interface as a guest with those brand.com sites before the pandemic is very different than it is today. When Marriott purchased Starwood, they were happy to tell everybody they had 80 million Bonvoy members. Okay? Today they have 225 million. Think about that. That was only 5 years ago. Why did it change that much? It changed that much because during the pandemic, if you traveled, you wanted security. You wanted cleanliness, you were willing to pay for it, okay? And your jointhebrand.coms and the third-party websites truly changed during the pandemic. Some of them failed, many of them merged together, but brand.com is the big winner and the reason that we have so many franchise companies announcing new brands. Would you know that we've had 130 new brands since 2017 in the hotel business? 130 new brands.
So what's going on the new build side? It's kind of steady, not going up, not going down, right?
Lots of announcements, lots of plans, lots of hopes. Obviously, the rates for construction financing continuing to drop, okay? And we're going to reach a point where it's going to become feasible. It is feasible for really grade A projects right now. And if you're persistent, developers can get financing. But it's scheduled to really open up next year.
You know, where's the activity or where's the sweet spot now as far as occupancy where the consumer is coming in and the properties are full? Is it on the upper end or the medium end or the low end?
So occupancy for economy and mid-scale is actually kind of soft right now because those properties performed better during the pandemic than most. But how much are you really going to pay for a mid-scale hotel room? There is a limit, okay? When you get to the top of the market in the luxury and upper upscale market, they continue to test the rate elasticity up there. You come to New York City and you want to stay in a full service hotel now, it's $400 a night, period, okay? You can choose a select service hotel and still get a room for around $300. But if you want to be in Manhattan, the rates have significantly changed, about 20%. And that's really all inflation. And it's also the cost of labor. So in a hotel today, pre-pandemic, a front desk clerk, let's say they made in Manhattan, let's say they made $30 an hour, they're $40 an hour now. That's a huge change. And labor is a big issue in the hotel business today. The cost of labor and how to exercise it across your hotel is one of the big issues. But I think we can feel good about the industry being healthy going forward. We have bounced off the bottom for sure.
So 2025, it's still going to be continued growth in hospitality?
I think it will still be a good year for suppliers. I think for owners, they'll feel like it's probably a little bit flat. But I think if they're able to begin to leverage their portfolio with financing, it will clear that up.
All right, Bruce, thanks so much for spending time with our listeners. Again, we've been talking to Bruce Ford with Lodging Econometrics, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.